Forgive me, for I have sinned yet again and forgotten to turn on the recorder until we were about a minute into the sermon. The sermon thought is not only words. It comes from St. Matthew, chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. We pick up with Father Danford's sermon, already in progress. Thank you now.
We can spend a whole lot of time trying to clean up the outside. We can spend a whole lot of time trying to, as a friend of mine once said, whitewash the tombs. But on the inside, we are still decrepit. Listen, what's on the inside is what matters. Because what's on the inside is what cannot be hidden. And in those moments of stress, in those moments of temptation, what's on the inside will come out. Oftentimes we, and especially in today's world, you hear stories about courage and stories about strength and stories about what it's doing what's right. I'm reminded what my father always used to say, that if you do what is right in the little things, if you do what is right in the things that do not matter, then you will do what is right in the big things. And another saying that I'm often reminded of is, courage is not displayed in a crisis. It is only revealed. What it's saying is that if you do not have courage in the other little times, don't wait for that big crisis. Because if you're just waiting for that big crisis, it's the building times of those little ones where true courage is revealed. And so we hear all of these sayings from both the secular world, maybe some from the military world, from the political world, as we hear sayings about what it means to be good, what it means to do what is right. And then here we hear our Lord talking about it as well. So our Lord talks about good and evil and producing fruit. Now, a lot of times when our Lord is talking about producing fruit, He's talking about disciples. He's talking about what it means to produce other disciples, to produce other believers. But this passage here, He's going to the heart of the individual. Because nowhere else does He talk about a good disciple or a bad disciple. He's talking about you and I and producing the fruit that we need to have so people can see our lives and recognize that we're doing what God is calling us to do. And that we're also very genuine in doing what God has called us to do. You do not have to think long and hard. You do not have to read many newspapers before it becomes obvious that not only religious leaders, but people that just attend church each and every day, sometimes are not very good. And sometimes they do things that are quite immoral. Sometimes even things that are quite illegal. And as you all know, sometimes the two are not necessarily the same. You can do something that is perfectly legal and it still be immoral. But a lot of times, people that attend church, both leaders that we see displayed all over the TV and all over the newspapers, but also people that you come in contact with each and every day that you know attend church all the time. They do not do things that are moral, nor do they do things that are legal. That's what our Lord's talking about here. He's saying that's what's at the heart of the matter. They look like one thing. They present an image of one thing. But when you get to the heart of the matter, it's something totally different. In fact, He uses the term ravaging wolves. Something that will steal, kill, and destroy. Something that takes without giving. You see, our Lord calls us to be something totally different. He calls us to be honest people. He calls us to be real people. He calls us to be real Christians. Meaning that whatever we profess on Sunday morning, whatever we claim we believe on Sunday morning, also goes into how we live our life Monday morning, and Tuesday morning, and Wednesday morning, and all throughout the week. He is calling us to change from the inside. Because if we have that change on the inside, it will affect what is on the outside, and people will honestly see it. Oh, for a little while we can try to be good. For a little while we can try to do what we're supposed to do. We can come to church, we can come to Bible study, we can attend the sacraments. Unless the change is worked down deep in our hearts, it's really not going to matter. So we may ask, well, what kind of fruit is He talking about? Okay? If we want to be a good tree, what good fruit will we produce? Well, we have to jump over to St. Paul. Because in a passage Paul tells us what it means to have good fruit, and he calls it the fruit of the Spirit. And there are 9 fruits of the Spirit that I want to just mention for your memory this morning. 9 fruits of the Spirit that he says, these are what we should have. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance are sometimes called self-control. Listen to those. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance are self-control. Those are the things, that our Lord is calling us to have. Those are the fruits. When Paul writes down and says these are the fruits of the Spirit, he's using the same analogy, the same terminology that our Lord used here. Almost as if someone had asked him. St. Paul, we hear our Lord talking about fruit. What type of fruit should we produce? This is the fruit he's talking about. So there is a self-examination here. It's an examination that I can't give except for me. It's an examination that you must give, that you must spend time alone with our Lord and ask yourself, the fruit that I produce, what's buried down deep in my heart, is it good fruit or is it bad fruit? When people think of me, would they think of love, joy, peace? Or would they think of something else? Now remember, we're all human. And sometimes because we're human, we slip. So I'm not talking about going to those little moments, although they're true, and although we have to bring them before the altar, and we do have to ask forgiveness for those, because our Lord wants to deal with those as well. But I'm talking about the normal, everyday actions. The normal, everyday of who we are. Are we loving? Are we joyful? Do we show peace? Are we long-suffering? Meaning we don't lose our temper real quick. Are we gentle? Are we gentle to people that are around us? Are we good? I like how that one's just put in there. Are we good? You know, as Paul's talking about all this stuff, then he just throws in, are you just basically good? Do we have faith? Here's one. Are we meek? Are we meek? Meekness is kind of like humility. You know? All the praise is not focused on us, but reflected on the other people. Are we meek? And do we have self-control? Or are we temperate? That's not only talking about alcohol. Sometimes that term, because we in our American history, we had the temperance movement, and it focused on one particular vice. However, that's talking about all of them, not just one. Do we have them? That's what our Lord is calling us for. And again, that's a self-examination that I can't give. I can't give. Because you can fool me. What's the old saying? You can fool some of the people all the time. You can fool me. But you know what? I can't fool myself. So those are the times that we pray, that we take an honest look at our life, an honest look at who we are, and we ask the Lord, am I producing good fruit? Now our Lord here tells us that an evil tree will not produce good fruit. But what we know, because we know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey always used to say, what we know is that our Lord has the ability to change the tree. So if in those moments you look and you say, you know what, I'm not producing the fruit that I need to produce. I'm not doing what I need to do. Is there any hope? Well, that's the gospel. Yes, there is hope. Our Lord has the ability to change the tree. We can be different. We can do what our Lord is calling us to. We allow Him to work in our hearts. We allow Him to make the change that He wants to make. We will be the people that God is calling us to be, so that we can show ourselves to the world. And by our example, our people will come not to us, they will be drawn to our Lord, who can work the change in them as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.